Getting you home every weekday evening. 105 Drive with Julian Clover.
This is Cambridge 105.
Oh, I should have guessed that somebody would tell me it was Cambridge 105 twice in the same piece. It's 5:32. Good evening to you. It's 105 Drive. And now is the moment we've kind of all been waiting for a little while. It's our annual look. Well, it is annual now because we've done it twice at some of the Christmas toys which are around. To do that, we welcome back Vivian Watson, who runs the Cambridge Toy Shop in
Hello,
the city.
Julian.
Hello, thank you for coming in and thank you for bringing all this wonderful stuff, toys, with you. Hattie's here as well to cast an expert eye over what can be found this Christmas. So I'm wondering the starting point. The centre there, you've got the Frozen figurines, and you've also got an Olaf or two. He's Olaf, isn't he? The Norwegian sounding snowman in the Frozen movie. How much demand is there for Frozen? It's still really popular, isn't it?
It's crazy. Anything that we can get that's Frozen branded, that works. It just goes as quickly as we get it. So,
and they've got absolutely everything as well, haven't they, attached? The doll-like figures, these slightly smaller figurines, which looks like the whole set there.
Yes, this is the whole set. And these are lovely because I think they're quite tasteful. Children can just play with them and use their imaginations. But there's a lot of quite tacky merchandise around, I have to say, which we haven't got. but there is also some fantastic dolls. And we had one in particular, which I believe is now selling on eBay for about £400.
So potential investment as well.
So rare, yes. So we had them in the shop and we're just waiting for more.
And something like that, you mentioned the quality issue, and obviously you're not going to be stocking stuff which isn't of quality. But don't Disney make sure that their stamp of approval, because they're the type of organisation which doesn't want anything going wrong.
If it's official Disney merchandise, it's fine, but there have been a lot of runoffs from it. So,
right.
That have had safety issues. So we don't have any of that.
I guess that's to be expected. So tell us about those figurines there. What, anything particularly special about them, or are they just nice to move around?
Yeah, they're just nice to move around. They're very realistic. They're exact replicas of the characters in the film, and you've got the five key characters there. So, and the little snowman, he has been a bit hard to get, so he's very popular. But of course, Elsa and Anna, that's what every girl wants to be.
I guess they do, really. I was going to say, Hattie, can you name all of them?
Well, yes.
Yes.
I think I'm more of an Anna who would like to be an Elsa.
I can't remember which one's which. Which is the one who locks herself in the room at the beginning? Is that
Elsa?
That's Elsa.
Come on, Julian.
Oh, come on.
I have seen the movie, and my niece cried. Oh, it was terrible. Anyway,
actually, Sven is my favourite.
I love Sven. He's brilliant.
He is gorgeous. But we also have our new little...
a little teeny tiny one.
A little beanie. Will you be able to hear him?
Oh, yeah, so we can hear him.
Having a little giggle. So here's a little TY beanie who's just come in. And then we have this one. Now, wait for this. He does...
Ooh.
Oh, my God!
He's juddering around there, isn't he?
He's jumping around on the desk. And he does quite a few silly phrases.
Oh, he's waving his little twiggy arm around at us, isn't he?
That is amazing.
It's the nose that's the best bit, isn't it? And he's juddering across the desk.
And it does have that kind of parrot feel about it, doesn't it, as well?
It does.
He's brilliant. Oh, I like him. Now, I can't quite see... Oh, hang on, I can see a soldier.
Oh, now this is nice. This is like the
He looks like he's come straight from Pippin Fort.
Yeah. Like a nutcracker soldier, isn't he?
Oh, yes.
He's, one of our
look at that.
Ups.
Oh, and he's sort of flapping his little arms.
Waving.
Oh, look! He does the splits as well, and he's moving his head from... Oh, dear.
He's very cute.
Oh, that's very good. He kind of like slid across the desk there as well. See, that guy doesn't do that in the TA, does he?
You know what? He does not.
No, I think that might be the case. And as for carrot nose, Olaf, he'll be in trouble if you met Sky. That's for sure. Now, we have the robot here as well, which we've been looking at.
Robot.
And he looks very... How do we describe him, Hattie? Look,
oh, my gosh! He's flashing!
He's got two little... Oh, does he come with a remote control?
Yes, he'll do all sorts. He's just telling you how to do everything, so he does little dances. But he'll also...
It goes backwards.
Backwards and forwards. And the best bit that he does is the shooting. We've been practising with him in the shop today. Are you ready for it?
Here we go. Round he goes.
Oh, my God!
What was that?
I was not expecting that.
It is a bit of a shocker.
Oh, no, no, no.
We got this highly dangerous.
Okay, give me first. We are having fun here.
Go away, yes, we're having fun, we're enjoying this. It shoots out this kind of yellowy, sort of loopy thing here.
So he's great. He's a nice, robust robot, and he'll shuffle, he'll dance, he'll spin around, he'll sing, and he fires discs at you.
What about the prices on this? Because I know some parents are going to get worried. They think, oh, no, the kids are crazing for this. So how much would that little robot friend there cost?
This robot is $25.
Right, okay.
So he's a remote control, so anything electronic is always a little bit more expensive. But we do like to have a few things that are like this. We've got a lot of the traditional toys, but we like some of these fun things as well.
And do they tend to come with the batteries in? Because this must be every, well, child's and parent's nightmare when on Christmas morning the present is unwrapped and you're hunting around the whole house for AAAs.
We've got wise to that because they don't put the batteries in because of the cost of the weight of shipping them. So they don't have the batteries, but we sell them and we do remind people that they will need a battery.
Just to make sure on that.
Or maybe they'd prefer not to have the battery listening to the sound.
Yes, I think it could be mysteriously taken out by at least the time the Queen comes on. The other thing which I was wondering about, seeing the Frozen things there and the figurines, how much does something like Frozen add to the cost? In other words, if we were to get a pretty... Which one's the blonde one?
Elsa. Obviously.
Okay, so if we were going to get a pretty blonde ordinary doll who wasn't Elsa, and then compare that to one which is Elsa, how much in terms of difference are we looking at in price?
It's generally, on average, I would say about 20% difference.
Right.
Yeah.
Which I guess, given the tears, if somebody said, that's not Elsa, that probably saves the extra 20%, really, doesn't it?
You've got to have the real thing, haven't you? You can't pretend. No,
well, what else have we got there? What's this sort of steering wheel kind of thing?
This is the new Simon Swipe game. So it's like the old Simon Says. So lots of noises, and you have to copy what it's getting you to do. And you've got several levels you can go up. And I've done it wrong, so it's not letting me win. Perhaps you'd like to have a go,
Hattie.
You just have to copy.
Oh, it lights up and everything.
I know.
I'm pressing red. Copy. It likes that. And blue. Oh my gosh, two colours. Oh no! No! I failed on pressing colours.
I remember the Simon game. I thought that had sort of long since gone to the great mousetrap in the sky.
Every year they just bring back the old games and reinvent them. And this is quite a good reinvention. I think for older boys they're going to love this because you get to swipe it. It's a bit like being a DJ. Ooh. You know, you swipe it as it goes
around. Oh, well, I like the idea of that.
It makes great sounds. So.
Sorry, I can't resist.
Yeah. No, just carry on. It's fine.
It took us a while to get the hang of that one.
Yeah, that's pretty good. And again, the cost for that?
That one is 20, I believe. You're really kissing me.
It's not too, but we don't have to get it nearest penny. That's not vaguely correct, because that's absolutely fine. That is it. So what you know, do these represent the top sellers this year?
These are the fun toys, I would say, the sort of one-offs that we won't sell many of, but they just add that bit of fun.
Right.
The things that we sell most are the big brands, the old favourites, Lego, Playmobil.
Yeah, Lego's gone through a bit of a renaissance, really, in recent years, hasn't it?
Especially after the Lego movie,
Yes. Just can't get enough of it. I mean, we just filled the shop with it in October, and we've just had as much as we could possibly fit in. So it's always good, and I love Lego. We've got a fantastic Lego train set, which I'm just hoping doesn't sell, because I want it for Christmas. And then we've got Brio trains, which, again, they've gone mad this year. And we've got this nice little radio control one.
So, Brio, you kind of...
Oh, my gosh. What am I doing to it?
So push your lever and he'll go... You've got to get the infrared on him.
Am I doing it? Oh, he's coming back
push
towards me.
And now forward.
Oh, and now he's moving forwards.
Yep.
This is delightful.
A remote control train with a fantastic old-fashioned type of switch for younger children to play.
Because Brio are really good. They're quite... You know, they're the wooden tracks, aren't they, I think, as well?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's great.
How do I make it stop?
This one flashes its lights. It makes
Yes, please tell her how to make it stop, just in case.
There we are.
Oh, okay.
So those are good. And I've got a little secret one here, which you've been wanting to look at, which is our sticky slug. An absolute bargain for £2, I think. So this is a really gloopy slug, which you throw at the wall and it just... as it goes down.
Oh, it makes noise as well.
That was a great sound effect, by the way.
That was a good one.
We'll save that one.
I know, I like that one. So that's good. And then I've got my...
What else do we have here? Oh!
He doesn't make any noise, so you're going to have to describe.
That's okay. Here's just...
This is Indy Iguana.
Oh, my gosh!
And he is my favourite.
He is just soft and furry.
So he's a hand puppet. And he actually looks like he's munching his way through a load of leaves.
Oh.
And I love him because he sits right on your arm.
I like the tail just, kind of goes up as well, which is rather nice. It's a bright green with... He's got his orange little... Well, they're little paws, really, aren't they, of sorts.
The sleepy eyes, I love.
He's got very
sweet little eyes.
I love the movement as well. The way... I don't know if that's a part of your skill of being a proprietor of a toy shop.
It's almost practice.
The way that Kermit sort of pinches his nose in. That sort of effect is going on here, isn't it?
Yes. Well, we like demonstrating the puppets, especially the great big gorilla one. He's fantastic. We do quite a lot of demonstrating because I've just been on a magic training course.
You've got a magic training course?
Oh, my gosh.
Yes,
with
Marvin's Magic. It was great and learnt to do all sorts of tricks. So we're wandering around the shop showing people different card tricks and light tricks and all sorts.
Fantastic. Just a final question. We see these top 10 toy lists of the toys which are supposedly the ones which are sold, I guess often it's released by Hamleys or somebody like that. Does the sort of taste of toys in Cambridge reflect the nation as a whole, or do we go off and do our own little thing?
I think some people do like those toys. I mean, we have had some of those. We've got Stomp and Chomp Grimlock, which is the enormous transformer, which is fantastic, and that was top of the toy list for most of the big companies. I don't think we're so keen here on all the really high-tech things. The feedback I get is people want to get their children away from computers and screens, so to have something else that's a bit technical, they don't want. But they do love the Lego, the Playmobil, Sylvanian Family.
Astounded. My niece had some of those. I was astounded that they were sort of still in fashion, or maybe they'd gone out and come back. I don't know.
Oh, they really have had a bit of a renaissance lately, and they're really lovely. Yeah, lovely, lovely range. It's all those that are the favourites.
Yes, we're like, Hattie, what is your favourite?
Oh, that's a really hard one. I like stuffed and fluffy ones, so I'm going to have to go with the iguana.
The iguana
He's
wins.
He's lovely.
Indy. He is rather lovely, isn't he?
We should mention that Tim has been filming this all for us, and with a bit of luck, we're going to pop this little video online a little later on. So if the noises weren't enough for you, you'd be able to see something visually as well. But Vivian, thank you so much for coming, and this is my favourite interview of the... the whole year. And Hattie, thank you for sharing it with me.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
Okay. Vivian Watson of the Cambridge Toy Shop.